This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Next up, a Sunday game in Arizona against the Cardinals. The Commanders are already there. In fact, they flew directly from Cincinnati to Arizona. They spent a couple extra hours in the locker room, soaking up the win, celebrating. They got to the airport. They flew overnight, got some sleep on the bird, and then landed, got some more sleep, and they'll be back on the practice field moving forward now midweek into Sunday. I think it's really smart, actually, for two reasons. The first is obvious. I think it's better on their bodies, and it takes 5 minutes talking to whatever the team sleep doctor and psychologist is. Mm-hmm. Hey, what's best for us? They vote on it, and then the coach does whatever they say. And clearly, it's travel. A lot of teams don't do it for a bevy of reasons, one of which is it is pretty expensive. I mean, it's a lot of money that you're shelling out, and there's no real proven way to say this is helpful. So the ROI, when you convince somebody to spend that money, can be complicated. But the thing I didn't consider that I saw in Dan Quinn's transcript from yesterday's press conference, he thinks this is going to be helpful because they're not coming home after this giant win to their families, to their friends, to spend time around all of their loved ones and buddies who are going to tell them how amazing Monday was and how awesome they are. And I didn't really think about that, but I actually think there's something to that. Like, over the years, this team, when they've had a win like this, there haven't been many of them, but these stunningly impressive, awesome nighttime, primetime performances, you read your press clippings a little bit, and they almost always the next week come back to earth. And maybe that happens. I don't know what happens yet in Arizona. But don't you think there's something to, like, Dan Quinn's point was, we don't have any time to go back home and for anyone to basically pump our tires. We are on to the next. We're going to be insulated. We're not going to be seeing TV or reading anything. We're going to be at the team hotel. I'm keeping the guys busy, and we are focusing on the Cardinals. I actually think that could be really beneficial.
And there's something to that. I mean, to me, it's more what I thought of was they don't have a go-away training camp. They all go to their homes every night when they're in Ashburn, right? So this is almost like a de facto training camp where you're away from home for a couple of weeks doing nothing but football, living, breathing, eating, sleeping, trying to go win football games. I mean, with that axiom, though, where you go, you play well a couple times. Let's say they play well this week and win, which would be awesome. You eventually do have to come home and you eventually have to see your loved ones and see some of those press clippings. But I understand it to a degree where for a team that isn't used to dealing with one of the things we always talk about is they don't handle prosperity very well. This organization just simply hasn't going all the way back to the beginning of Snyder. Anytime something good happened, you knew that the other shoe was about to drop. You knew that the ice was going to give way or whatever, and everything was going to go back to being terrible and maybe worse than it was before. So I understand that to a degree for a group that's trying to prove itself and establish something, that this might be coming at the right time.